Hello, this is Tarun Katyal. I'm the CEO of Z5 India, and I'm happy to be here with you guys.
And hello, this is Mridu Bhandari from Network 18. You're catching our special one-on-one conversation series with newsmakers, where I catch up with them to talk about business and life in the times of dealing with a global pandemic. And today, Tarun and I are going to be talking about what India is watching in terms of content during this 40-day lockdown period. We're into the extended lockdown now, 3 weeks to start with, and another couple of days, about 20 days now to go. So, Tarun, I want to first begin by asking you, has demand gone through the roof as far as OTT players are concerned? Because a lot of Indians watching a lot of content these days.
Yeah, this has been quite a tectonic shift for OTT. We've always been very bullish about the SVOD play. We knew that subscription video on demand was going to grow in this country. We invested in the last 18 months in building a bank of 100 originals, possibly the biggest in the country and in many, many OTT players across the world in a period of 18 months. And that really has come to great use. We saw movies and originals grow humongously. So originals have grown by over 205% and movies by almost 230%. Even Bark has reported overall at an OTT level that original series have grown over 121%. And this is big growth numbers. So whether it's the daily active users, whether it's the monthly active users, whether it's the premium users, across the board, there has been a big jump in consumption.
Give us a few consumer trends that you're observing these days. What is the demography of the consumer that's consuming the maximum amount of content? What kind of content are people watching? And what is the age group? What is, what's selling the most? Which parts of India, which geographies are watching the maximum amount of stuff?
So metros and tier two cities obviously grew the best. And that also, is coming on the back of good broadband penetration in these markets. Clearly, you have had good data availability in these markets and the propensity to move to video on demand was very easy. So Bangalore, Bombay, Chennai, Delhi NCR, Lucknow, Jaipur, these are the cities that grew the maximum. The other big trend that we've seen is the growth on connected devices. So connected devices have grown a lot and smart TVs, and we've seen a significant jump in people downloading apps on TV, on smart TVs and watching on them. So it's not just the mobile phenomena, but it's a very family on TV, large screen phenomena that we are witnessing. People are watching not only video on demand content, but also live TV. We're seeing a lot of news channel consumption go up on our platforms. We added some 15 new news channels on our platform, and that consumption also grew up humongously. We also saw a new channel that we put together on how to fight corona and all the news on corona and COVID. That actually did very well for us.
In terms of original content, what sort of consumption have you seen at Z5, and what's your content strategy on that front in terms of both fiction as well as film?
I think original content was something that we always knew was going to become big, and we were very heavily investing behind it. Some of the bigger genres that have started to do very well have been biopics, have been some big crime thrillers. We've seen a significant jump in male viewership even during the day. So this used to be a big weekend phenomenon, but now has become even a weekday phenomenon. What we're also seeing is a lot of family viewing happening. And so there have been two or three buckets of content. There was a certain amount of adult content, there is a certain amount of family content, and then there is a very male-heavy crime thrill content. We're seeing all of three grow quite immensely. There's an explicit content that has been growing among the youth, but there is a lot of family content, and we launched a really nice show called Mentalhood with Karishma Kapoor, which was just before the lockdown happened and has done exceedingly well. On the crime and thriller space, we launched a really nice show called The Siege, which was around 2611. That has done really well. So real life stories, biopics, and a lot of coming back to comedy, uplifting family content. A lot of people want to watch all of that together.
Has competition been in this phase? Doordarshan has gone back to yesteryear's programming, something that strikes a chord with most young people in this country who grew up in the 80s or the 90s. And the tremendous reach that DD has is perhaps not surpassed by any player single-handedly as yet. So how stiff has competition been? Amazon, Netflix, Doordarshan, everyone's been coming up with a lot of fresh content. Has it been typically different in the last couple of weeks than it is usually?
It's been quite interesting, to be honest. And I would not be sounding boastful, but it's been quite advantageous. From the 90s onwards, Zee had some really, really iconic shows, and those have all made a comeback on our platform. We're also seeing a lot of consumption of a lot of series that got made in the last 5 or 10 years on the platform, like Jodha Akbar and some of the others, which are very interesting. On the other side, we've also seen that our investment in originals over the last 2 years really comes to pay now. And I think, because we have about 100 originals, and I can tell you that the next person would be at about 20. This large library is getting exposed to this big surge of viewership that has happened. So not only are the new shows that are getting picked up, but shows like Karanjit Kaur, which was a biopic of Sunny Leone, Srang Baz, the 2 seasons that we made, Final Call with Arjun Rampal, Abhay, the procedural drama that we made last year with Kunal Khemu, and some of the other really big shows which were possibly not exposed to a lot of these audiences are coming alive now in this reality.
Right. And with movie theatres unlikely to bounce back in the foreseeable future, how are OTT players gearing up to seize that opportunity? That's a big, huge opportunity out there because, India is a Bollywood-loving nation. So, any specific strategies on that front?
Yeah, so it's interesting. What we did last week was we took a movie and did a direct-to-digital. It was a film that was made for theatrical, but I think the producers decided that it was a great opportunity to release it direct to digital. It had the debut of Paresh Rawal's son, Aditya Rawal, and a really good actor in Vijay Verma, and a good cast made out of UP. It was called Bumfart. Has done exceedingly well on our platform. And you will see about 4 or 5 such movies come onto the platform right up to end of May. And we are continuing to release original content for our subscription users. We are one of the few platforms that has a good library to release very easily. So people ask me that, is the original content going to continue? And I can tell you that at least till end of May, we are very well poised to keep our viewers with new content coming.
Right, good to hear that. Let's also talk a little bit about the challenges that you're facing. We're in this remote working phase, and being from the media industry, I know how difficult that is to do. So how are you ensuring that all the work happens with a skeletal staff perhaps present in office? And what's your other big challenge that you're navigating these days? Bandwidth issues perhaps?
The big challenge is bandwidth. So we've been able, and our teams have worked overnight to change our entire bitrate ladder. We've taken away some of the top-end bitrates. We've optimized the video for lower-end bitrates. We've optimized video encoding and the entire video pipeline. So it's been tough, but we've all worked very hard to be able to redo the library and its formatting. And we've taken away high definition for some time, because I think it's going to take too much of stress on the bandwidth. So we've done a lot of all that. What we're also seeing is that we've reduced a certain amount of live TV, because live streaming also takes more bandwidth on the platform. So outside of some of the big news channels, we're not supporting too much of live TV, and we want to move people to video on demand. So those are things that we are continuing to do. Teams are working from home and have gotten used to remote working. I'm really thankful and grateful to my team who has come together and really has come of age in this scenario.
Thank you, Tarun, for those absolutely fascinating insights into what India is watching during this lockdown period. With that, it's a wrap of this special conversation. I'll be back next time with another newsmaker talking about business and life in the times of dealing with COVID-19. Stay safe, stay indoors. Thank you for joining us. Goodbye.